We've got to resist wanting to get rich because it can destroy our lives. And we've got to resist selfish ambition. I'm not going to, read the verses. I'm just going to tell you for the tape, if there is a tape. Galatians 5, verse 20. Philippians 2, verse 3. James 3, verses 14 and 16. All talk about selfish ambition. Seeking to be seen as the top dog. We've got to resist that temptation of selfish ambition. We've got to resist at workplace the tongue actually working to cut down other people and in order to further oneself by getting other people into trouble. We've got to resist sexual sins at work, flirtation, which is so common in the workplace. You've got to watch out for that. Potiphar's wife, Genesis chapter 39, read about it. The danger of flirtation and what that can lead to. Joseph resisted it. We've got to resist our hearts becoming hard at work. We need to focus on Jesus and have that eternal perspective and know why we're going to work. Don't drift along, either as a student, from year to year, from course to course, just drifting without having a purpose, without having meaning. Find the meaning and the purpose. God has got it there. It's absolutely clear from Scripture. Have the eternal perspective for those people that you're working with. Let's just pray together for a moment. Father, we want to be disciples in every area of our lives. And Lord, we confess to you that often we can just drift. And I want to pray that you will help us to have that eternal perspective as those who are children of God. And please, Lord, help us to see people as the people you've put us together with. Help us to earn their respect. Help us to be bold to pray for them. Help us to long to lead them to Christ. And help us, Lord, to remember that you want us to look after our families, our husbands, our wives, our children, and not to make work itself or our role an idol. And help us, Lord, not to be drawn away from you by materialism, but help us to find our joy in you, in pleasing you, in living for you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.